bit of a slump in interest, where the results came out very inconclusive, very confusing, and seemingly negative results for life. And it's only now that people are starting to readdress those assumptions, and astrobiology is starting to take off again with some of the new discoveries we've made in just the last 10 or 15 years. And in particular, in things like searching for extremophiles, so the hardiest life forms on our own planet. We were finding things in other places we didn't even bother to check before, so the very deep ocean or in boiling lakes of acidic volcanic water. And also with our astronomers, when we're looking out into the heavens, we've now discovered 400 other planets orbiting distant stars in our galaxy. So there's a number of things we know now that we didn't know before that are really starting to open up our eyes to astrobiology and the real, very real possibility there might be some form of extraterrestrial life out there.
So you've mentioned Mars as the subject you work on, and you mentioned Viking. That's obviously a way you can go to Mars, but do you rely on spacecraft? Obviously you can't go to Mars.
Well, exactly that. At the moment, we're sending our emissaries, our proxies to these other planets. We can build machines that can survive the space environment and last for years, in the case of the two Mars rovers at the moment, on the surface of the planet. And also, we haven't sent humans any further beyond our front doorstep than to the moon. Although, hopefully, in a few decades' time, we'll have sent humans to Mars to explore for signs of life and do other science there. But you're right, for the moment, we're sending our machines, our robots, to do our research for us.
So you're based here at UCL in London, and so obviously you must do research here.
Well, that's it. So we're sat at the moment in the Centre for Planetary Sciences, and there's a lot of people researching into meteorites or the environments on Mars or Venus, what their atmospheres are like, and alongside running computer simulations of the cosmic radiation